John, a frustrating, disappointing end to the night. Can you sum up the evening for me?
I didn't see that result coming. I thought I praised him at half time. I thought I asked for energy, put players on who wanted to keep the ball and enjoy playing football. I think we did first half. I think even the crowd that was here, it was quite enjoyable, some of the play. A little bit open, but at least we were trying to do the right things and we had really good energy. Our foot flow was excellent first half and Ozzy, the two up top, are occupying. But we can't account for individual mistakes and it's killing me at the moment and I need to get back to just being hard to beat. And I know we want to play attacking football, but we can't keep conceding goals like we were conceding. Too easy. I thought we had to work for every inch tonight. They never got a yard to get a shot off. Simeon, every time he was around the box, had people in his face. I didn't see that from my lads sometimes today. And it was too easy to get their shots off. And as a goalkeeper, Craig will be disappointed with that because I thought we opened him up too much. And that's a disappointing because some of my players who I'm looking, I need to get more from, aren't producing for me. So I need to have a look at that over the next couple of days and work about how I can be more solid at the back. But I didn't see it coming. I really didn't. I thought we controlled it at times, but we didn't take our chances at the right times and you got punished again.
Looking at the positives, Jason McCarthy finding lots of space in that first half. It was he that fed Bakayoko his eighth goal of the season. That was a good finish, wasn't it?
It was a good finish. But I need more in general play. I need more in general play from some of my players.
You were talking about selection headaches yesterday morning. Have you got headaches perhaps in a negative perspective now? Did you just didn't see enough from them tonight?
No, I saw certain players have staked the claim, but I need to look at it tomorrow when there's less emotion, work out how I can get a team that's going to be difficult to beat against Bradford. Because let's face it, we have to face, we can't be conceding goals like we conceded tonight. It was too easy for me. Balls into the box, and we need to attack it better and defend more resolutely, which we've done in the past. That's the problem. It's the inconsistency that's making it very difficult for us. Because you get Sheffield with the pressure they put us under, but it's too. I don't think we're engaging the ball when they get into the final third. And I need to look at my players, experienced players as well, and work out the reason why they're making those decisions.
I suppose when that third goal went in, certainly I could audibly hear people shouting rubbish at you. What sort of message can you give to the fans that turned up tonight and the ones that didn't?
I can say the fans that turned up, firstly, thanks for coming. I tried to pick a team tonight that will entertain them. I've got players on the pitch who can be game changers, but it's individual mistakes, and I can't account for those individual errors. That decision making at certain times in the game, we're getting really punished for. So. That's all I can do is try and just correct that for the weekend, and hopefully they'll see what I'm trying to do here, and I'll eventually get a team that can start to climb the table.
And this was one of those competitions, with no disrespect to Mansfield, which would have been a tough game, that you could have gone such a long way, and that's what's so frustrating.
Yeah, I think even before the game, the lads were saying that, look, this is an opportunity for us to really progress. And we thought that there wasn't any complacency tonight. I think it was quite a good tempo the first half. Both teams went strong to try and get the win. But once again, I'm on the losing side, and I'll take criticism tonight, and I'll take the flak for some of my players. But some players need to step up, and I can't keep taking the criticism for them. I'll have to work out what players can help us to be more resolute at the back.
How do you pick them up now then?
I'll give them tomorrow to think about it, but that's what I'm good at. I'll pick them back up. I'll be positive, and if I need to be the catalyst on Thursday, I'll be that, because that's my job. And my Ian Sharps will be like that, Neil Cutter will be like that, because we will look at stuff, reflect, but then we will pick positives, and we'll get a team out who are going to fight for this club and fight for me as well, and that's important.